software update. Stocks are lower. The Dow is down 44 points. The NASDAQ, 177 points in the red. This is SRN News.
New FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
This is Luciano Paparazzi with this week's classical music. Goodbye, Nikki Haley. She's not the nominee. The candidates will be men who are elderly. Jeff Bezos is once again the world's richest man, 'cause you buy everything on Amazon. He's richer than the whole country of Kazakhstan. Now he's just a little bit richer than Elon. Oscars are Sunday Best Picture nominees. Don't know who'll win, but it won't be Barbie. Grazie. Tune in next week, unless Putin starts a World War III.
Actually, I think World War III is more of Joe's thing than Putin's thing. And amazingly, none of those things were happening 3 years ago. Last night was the biggest cavalcade of Bezos schmears that I've ever seen on TV. It was disgusting. It was disgraceful. And that... I don't want to get off. I do believe we do have some weather headed our way. Thank God Rich Thomas is going to rescue me from having a meltdown. But before we get to Rich, I did want to play this one highlight from last night's State of the Union. And I think Rosie will appreciate this.
And so tonight, I'm proud to announce a fiscal plan to reverse mortgage the White House, effective at noon tomorrow. The White House will become the property of Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
Yeah, says Ryan, you'd like that. At 303.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather is right here live on News Talk 93.1 FM. Good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
Are we talking about reverse mortgages?
Hey, road trip to D.C., Rich.
Hey, how are you, Rosie? Haven't talked to you in a while.
Good.
You all right?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Everything's good. We are, when we get together at this hour, talking weather.
Yeah.
And talking about another storm system, but that will produce apparently drenching rains across much of the Gulf South. And in fact, there is if you look at my weather blog, you'll see a circle that goes right through central Alabama. The Storm Prediction Center and the Weather Prediction Center has outlined an area right over us where rainfall could be excessive as we go through the evening hours today and into tonight and through the overnight hours until tomorrow morning, from really two impulses that are coming through. So right now, the leading edge of the rain, the heaviest rain, let's see, let me look at the radar here, is from about Jemison, almost to Clanton, coming in to Valley Grande and Selma, and soon into the Prattville area, soon into Haynesville. So it's coming into central Alabama. So it's going to be, I think, much of the happy hour, it's going to be a wet commute. This will be round one of what could be, what's setting up to be a real soaker. You know, if you look at the models, you're seeing easily, conservatively, 2 to 5 inches across the area. Some of the models indicating even some crazier totals. 6 to 8 inches, you know. And,
wow.
That's not going to be widespread, those numbers, I don't think. But we're talking about some locally heavy rain that's going to raise the level of the rivers. And I think that's going to be another issue as well as we go through the next few days. You know, that's not an immediate thing, the river flooding part. But that is going to be an issue that we're going to have to look at. The other thing is, the other component is a severe weather threat. Now, that's not going to happen right away. That's not going to happen with this opening round that we're dealing with here. That's actually part of a second round later on tonight, especially, I think, after midnight, when a warm front moves northward from the Gulf of Mexico, and that will create a severe weather threat. In fact, first 20 to watch of the day is now out in southwest Alabama. It includes parts of Mississippi and Louisiana as well till 9 p.m. So that's part number one. But as the warm front moves northward, and we don't know how far north the front will move, that will bring in the risk of damaging wind gusts and maybe a few tornadoes as well as we go through the overnight hours. One of those unthinkable but very common things that we deal with in this part of the world, those overnight weather situations where, you really have to have two reliable ways of getting weather warnings, and one of them can't be sirens. I mean, you just really can't depend on weather sirens, especially, they're outside and you're inside, and they can malfunction as well. So we suggest you get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. We suggest that you have your weather radio in the alert position tonight, because I always tell people it's your weather radio is as important as your smoke alarm, because it's going to wake you up and save your life. And we're going to be watching the things very closely. As a matter of fact, my backup guy tonight. It's Gregory Benjamin.
Oh,
I heard that.
I was trained this morning for this very great position of responsibility I will have. Yes, I will be here with him. And
go ahead.
Will this give me a promotion from private first class Rich Thomas Weather Army to something?
It should, definitely.
I think I deserve at least a one grade.
It's been a while since we...
A certificate of participation, something.
Yeah, it's been a while since we upgraded you. So,
boss, I'm looking at the Live in Fear Doppler right now, and first line is kind of impressive. What time will we start to see that move into the area?
I think we've been watching it all day. I think we're within an hour and a half of it being right on top of, let's say, Montgomery, Millbrook, Wetumpka. Hope Hall, that kind of situation. So I think it's going to be a wet part of the commute, especially later afternoon commute is going to be very wet. And I think there's going to be periods of heavy rain as we go through the nighttime hours tonight. So the biggest part of this weather situation will be excessive rainfall. But there is a severe weather component as well. 'Tis the season for that. And so we're going to be very watchful. I think the tornado intensities would be on the low side, EF0s, EF1s, but they can still do a lot of damage. So we'll be watching that carefully. And by the way, if you get our weather app on your phone or tablet, don't be surprised if you hear my voice coming out of your phone. Somehow it's automated, but it you may hear me say, "You are now under a tornado watch for your location or tornado warning." That's one of the great features of today's technology, and that app, by the way, is award winning.
It's a product
of the folks at Xerox. So it's powered by some really smart folks, it's a great app, and we're really proud of it. So yeah, make sure that's on your phone or tablet, and you allow notifications, and just be a. You just be very, very watchful as we go through the overnight hours tonight.
Well, the best part of it, Rich, is that you not only get the information that's critical, but you get it from a friend. If you're going to get serious news, everybody loves you. So why not get it from somebody that, will take some of the sting out of it?
I still love the story of the lady who was on vacation in St. Louis. It's 4 in the morning in her hotel, and she heard my voice saying, "You are now under a tornado warning at your location." she was talking about waking up to hear my voice telling her in St. Louis that she was under a tornado warning.
Wow.
But the app works great.
Well, there are women across the river region who want to wake up to your voice.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that to be a fact.
Take root with you.
Yeah. Look at the time.
All right. Now, one last question.
Yeah.
Boss, what time should I approximately figure I'm being here at the station?
Gosh, yeah.
So I want to put on makeup.
I wish I could give you a time. I'm gonna set my alarm for 11 p.m. But only to be way ahead of things.
Right.
But I'm worried about the early morning hours, earlier morning, the wee hours of the morning, and beyond that, I can't get into too much more detail. Except, there are some models that are suggesting 2 or 3 o'clock would be a critical time. And then some models are closer to dawn in the morning. So I think from the early wee hours of the morning until about dawn or maybe 7 a.m. ish, those are critical hours here in central Alabama. And then after that, it moves into southeast Alabama and it becomes someone else's problem. So we'll be watching things very carefully.
By the way, 140 plus on the breakfast sandwich this morning.
Delicious.
Yeah. So Rosie.
Yes.
I don't. It's Lent, so I'm not eating meat. So we had to go with a non-meat breakfast this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, I gave up fast food too. So and that's been. I didn't think that would be difficult, but. It's a little more challenging than I thought.
Well, it's all about the sacrifice, my friend. That's what's
exactly
involved here. And
have a great happy hour today.
Oh,
we will.
We're planning on it. Thanks for starting us off on the right foot with information that's really critical. And we
absolutely
catch up with
all
you later.
I'll talk to you later. All right.
Bye.
All right. So looks like I'll be back here around 1 a.m. or so.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that neighborhood. And this is my first time at this. You've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay's done it.
Mm-hmm.
And Sky has done it.
So do you bring snacks?
Let me tell you something. Today, and this is since Sunday, starting Sunday, I have done 35 miles on the bike.
Wow.
And when I rolled down the driveway this afternoon, man, that wind was something else.
Yeah.
But I still did a little, almost 5.5. And I'm feeling it.
Really?
Because the wind, it's great when you have the wind at your back.
Yeah, but you got resistance, baby.
But I am not going to be a sissy and say, oh, it's too windy for me, so I'm just not going to enjoy it. It won't be as much fun.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it for fun. I'm doing to punish myself. And no, really, look, my pants are falling off as often as they did when I was in my 20s and 30s.
Wow.
Because I've lost so much weight. Pants that I have been wearing for the first time in years, some of them are now a little bit too big.
What about those sweatpants / blue jeans that you bought?
Those fit like a glove, man. It's,
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Because I remember that impulse buy, right in the middle of the show. On the air. Spending $104 for sweatpants that looked like real pants. And then getting them. And unlike regular sweatpants, there's no stretch in the waist.
Ah.
And I had them and I really couldn't wear them and be comfortable. Nobody wants to walk around with a boa around their belt line.
Right.
All day. That's just the level of misery that I choose not to indulge.
Understand.
So, but no, those.
Excellent.
Did you show Eddie your socks?
Oh, yeah, I got socks yesterday.
Really?
You did, by the way. I have two suspects in the bicycle basket.
I
got a girly bicycle basket after I started writing. This goes back 3 years. This mystery is still unsolved.
On it.
Well, I thought about it, Greg. I did not have the gumption to get it done. Whoever did it, if they want to contact me privately, I will take you out to dinner. Because I thought that was just a grand idea.
Well, you know, this week at the Baumhauers, we were celebrating Gary Garvin and Joni and their engagement.
Gary. Yeah.
And Gary...
Oh?
He may have tipped his, he may be a suspect.
He's ordered things for you before.
Oh! Oh.
He's a great guy.
I love Gary. Absolutely love him. But he usually brings like cookies and things like that. I've never known him to do the bicycle basket.
He ordered Greg some shirts.
Oh?
Yeah, by the way, I had talked on the air about the fact that I did not have jumper cables or something, and he stopped by, and he has me brand new jumper cables. And he says, everybody should have a set of jumper cables in their car.
This is true.
That's nice. And I rode around with them in the back of the car for a couple of years. And then just before Christmas, I had dinner at a restaurant, was going to Alabama Shakespeare Festival. Car is dead as a doorknob.
Mm-hmm.
So, saved me. It actually saved the day for me, which is really nice. Anyway, these came from Patriot Man. You know that name, right?
Yep.
And they are red and white striped socks with Donald Trump's image. I haven't taken them out of the package yet, so I don't know if Trump's head is next to your ankle.
I got to be honest. Fat boy over here thought you were undoing a Reese's, and I was getting excited. You know how other dogs drool when they hear things like that? Well, fat boy over here was kind of looking over the sneeze guard, hoping you were having some type of treat. I mean, the socks are nice, but Reese's.
Look who's here.
Oh, looky, looky.
Oh, my God. Actually...
Time to party.
We can let her say it herself.
Oh, my God!
Jake Quellen's joining us.
Hi.
This is a wonderful surprise.
Did you not know I was coming?
If you'd gotten here a few minutes, you could have had a little personal chat with your hero of mine, Rich Thomas.
I was listening on my way in.
When you were listening... Did your mind drift to that photo of Rich at the wettest spot on Earth, Mount Wahili Huli?
You know it did. Every time.
Yeah. Strangely enough, I still have that picture on my phone.
Every time he calls or texts me, it's like Uncle Chi-Chi with that picture.
She's got a picture of me on the beach, too.
Oh.
Yeah. He has like it's like a canoe or a kayak or something behind you.
It was a canoe.
See?
Let's see.
Is that what Lola calls him, Uncle Chi-Chi?
Well, so that's what Rich is. Nieces and nephews, I think, called him. Or,
oh, okay.
Because I couldn't say Uncle Rich or Uncle Richie. I think his family calls him Richie. So.
How was your day? What's new? What's exciting?
Day was good. It's Friday.
Yes.
Been busy. Been playing catch up. So it's just been a good day. We got some things in the works.
Did you watch that old fart in the White House and lie his ass off for...
No, and let me tell you why. Because, okay, so my mom does, like, one political campaign with me, right? She's out there, like, holding up my sign. And now, all of a sudden, she is, like, invested in everything political. So I didn't have to watch it. I just watched my mom's, like, rant on Facebook.
Like, don't notice her.
Like, every 3 seconds, she was like,
yep.
What a liar! This man's an idiot! And I'm just like, oh, Lord.
How does anybody... with a freaking brain whose neuroreceptors are still connecting. How does anybody support this guy?
I don't know, but I will say my mom now is in love with Katie Britt. Like, she is like, oh, I just love her.
But she is very captivating.
I know, and I was like...
Republicans, you know, we have some fantasy women in our lineup. We got Katie Britt, we've got Kristi Noem. Carrie Lake's a little harsh, but she's still a
beautiful.
I'm waiting for him to say Jacqueline Tomlinson. He hasn't said it yet.
And at the top of that list is Jacqueline Tomlinson. What do the Democrats give us? Women that would scare the dog off a Greyhound bus.
So, yeah. So that's what I've been doing today.
Does that make me a sexist? If Joey was here, he'd probably accuse me of starting
Is Joey in Boston? Is he there?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to message him. I need to heckle him.
I haven't gotten any net messages.
He's probably too busy living his best life.
This is what kids do. You raise them, you bring them along, you send them on to their own situation, and then they pretend you don't exist.
Well, like typical 9-year-olds, we've been sending memes back and forth, but that's just how we communicate.
He's probably sending you memes, but not me.
No, he hasn't sent me a meme in a long time.
I know you would not appreciate these memes.
I appreciate any text message that comes from Sweet Joey.
You'll see.
Eating a lot of lobster.
Lobster.
Lobster. Yeah, the lobster is good in Boston.
Yeah. So I hear.
Eddie, what kind of phone cord is this? What kind of sparkly phone cord?
This is when you need a phone cord at like 2 a.m, and this is what
they sell those at Love Stuff.
I mean, seriously, like this is from Love Stuff. Like, I just want the listeners to hear that Eddie Bader has a sparkle, glittery 10-foot phone cord.
And just so you know, the glitter does come off, so sometimes questions do get arise.
The gift that keeps
you have glitter
on giving. Yeah,
exactly.
All right, this afternoon, in fact, I'd like to talk to you guys about the Oscars a little bit when we come back from this break.
You know I know nothing about that.
Right.
I'm useless on that conversation.
I thought you were talking about Oscar the Grouch.
I could probably offer more on that.
Yeah. I think this year, for the first time since Darkest Hour, which I believe was 2018 or 19, they've actually put out some pretty good movies.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I'm sure they're riveting. Like, I just haven't seen anything since 2016.
That's the last time you've been
there? Yeah, when they did the sequel to Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
No, they didn't make, I don't think, you know, Life of Pets made it into the list of...
Yeah.
This is true.
Well, at 5:35 for the last 2 weeks, Ella Murray's been joining us to talk about the Best Picture nominees and some of the actors and actresses who are up for Oscars, and we're going to make our picks, and we're going to do it two ways. We're going to make a pick on the one we think should win, and in some cases, not all, but some, the one that probably will win.
Okay, I mean, I can guess. It's like the Kentucky Derby. I'm just going to go by names.
Have you seen some of these movies, or have you seen the movies?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, this is the first time I've been up to speed on...
Absolutely not.
Barbie? You saw the Barbie?
I saw enough of the Barbie.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I was wondering, because it's on this list here.
And I got to tell you.
Did you love it? Top five?
No, I did not love it. My biggest beef with Barbie is Ryan Gosling sucks as Ken.
He's playing Ken. Like, who would you like to see play Ken, Greg?
How about an American? Ken's an American doll, and they bring in this Canuck. He also played Neil Armstrong.
They bring in this Canuck.
You had to get over that. Yeah.
No, he sleptwalked through that movie, too.
Yeah. Like, what are you mad about? What are you really mad about? What is the catalyst?
I'm being
a
Canadianist.
Yes, he is.
But they are friendly allies to the North.
Not so really.
I mean...
wait a minute. Let me correct you on something, okay? Because, and I'm going to pull out... We, by the way, also take requests on Friday. The French Canadians that used to invade South Florida. Now, you know
they were...
With the Je Me Souviens license
plates. Oh, yeah.
You know, the people... Mm-hmm.
Very familiar.
If they missed their exit on I-95, they wouldn't go to the next one. They'd go in reverse.
Absolutely.
On the shoulder of the road.
That is the truth.
Crazy people.
I did not know they were Canadian that did that.
And if you worked in the restaurant business, which I did in my comeback, mm-hmm. I'm not ashamed about that.
Matzo balls.
Yeah, that's exactly what I got here. they're the ones that would shuffle over from Cemetery Village and populate the Fountain Diner. With their rudeness.
Rudeness.
But they're French Canadians, and the people in France aren't necessarily real grateful for
them. I also heard they were not good tippers.
Well, you're going to find out.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you a story from the past.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
I'm just thinking of that restaurant I worked at in Pembroke Pines. Hello, Sonny. Where's my challah bread? And my soup isn't hot enough, Sonny. Go back and make it hotter.
That was really a trauma for you, wasn't it?
Yes. And the worst was, we were days away from having a hurricane pass through, and all the blah, blah, blah. They come in, hawking a chinook with their goshamish bucha at the table, waiting for their challah bread and matzo ball soup. Are you ready for the hurricane? There's a hurricane coming our way, Sonny. Quick, bag me up something I can take home for free. I'm going to run out of Equal during the hurricane, so I'm just going to shove 40 or 50 of these little blue packets into my place. Okay, Sonny? Look the other way for a minute, which I'll leave you a dollar tip on the table if you just do that for me, okay? Now go warm up my soup, and don't spill it. My matzo ball isn't big enough. Get me another one. Oh, God, did that. By the way, I had a point I was going to make.
I haven't seen any of these movies on the 2024 Oscar ballot. Like, not a one.
I've seen part of Oppenheimer, and I really don't like to finish it.
That's my pick for Best Picture.
Can I ask both of you a question?
What is wrong with you?
In a slightly feminine voice.
Busy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm busy.
Busy.
You know my problem. Like, you already know. I have two small children that run my house.
Yes.
And when they go to bed at 8:30, maybe sometimes even before, mm-hmm. I'm asleep. Like, I'm not... Yeah. If you text message me at 8:45, I'm responding back at 5:30 in the morning. Like, I'm out. I haven't been to a movie, one, because it costs like $100 to go to the movies. And, like,
that's
another
thing, too, yeah.
I'd rather stay in the privacy of my own home. You know, I don't have to put pants on. I don't have to do anything. I can just be. And plus, nothing about the movies that have come out really have made it worth me paying for a babysitter to go to spend $100 at the movies.
I get that.
To be bored.
The last time we went to a movie, and I couldn't tell you what it was, I have a tendency to fall asleep.
It's
so quiet, and I get
glorious.
Still, and boosh, I'm out.
That sounds divine.
Hey, I want to go back to the bit on the Fountain Diner.
Yes.
Oh, yes, the Fountain Diner, your matzah.
The lady that asked me to warm up her soup. I actually, this is what her soup sounded like when I set it down. And it still wasn't hot enough. Bitch. All right. It's 3:26. 3:26, have we accomplished anything yet?
No.
Okay. But we will.
There was a new Spider-Man that came out.
I haven't seen any of those since Kirsten Dunst was in those movies, so I have no comment.
Are you going to vote I'm Just Ken for the original song? He seems to be your favorite leading
Well,
lady.
We're going
to
cover the big categories, and she is going to do some acknowledgments from the other categories because she's got a cinema background, so she has some insights I really don't, especially on foreign films. But that will be at 5:35, and it's brought to you by AMS Studios in Prattville. What a remarkable place AMS is. And says they're on the website, relax, refresh, renew. There are so many different services that they offer, but the one that I have been doing is called microneedling. And for those of you who are starting to see some wrinklage that you would like to get rid of, please, before you even consider any type of cosmetic procedure, for far less money, and I tell you, the outcome is incredible. Take a look at, you know, my masthead picture on Facebook. That's not touched up. A lot of the wrinkles that were like in the cheek area, forehead, have either been diminished or gone, because microneedling is a process where the body produces elastin and refreshes skin and gets rid of a lot of that stuff. It's remarkable. I've done 3 sessions, and they can help you in addition to that with weight loss, body remodeling, permanent makeup, and they have the latest state-of-the-art for those of you who use electrolysis. They have the latest state-of-the-art technology in electrolysis that is virtually pain-free. They have a masseuse. To describe the masseuse, now I have not experienced it, but I know at least 3 people who have, and in one sound effect or less, the best. The best. And you'll love the building. The building is a reconverted home in downtown Bradford, 119 East Main. And I promise you, you are in for a great experience. Skin care, so much more. And guys, this is a place that you might want to consider if you got a birthday or anniversary coming up. A day of pampering for your lady is always a great idea. And I love the folks up there, Roberta and everybody, just fantastic folks. And they bring you the Miss Murray Movie Minute at 5:35. Once again, their web address is ams-studios.com, so you can explore all the services. And you can reach out for an appointment at 730-1268. That's 334-730-1268 for AMS Studios in Prattville. We're at 3:30 already. Our first traffic in the afternoon.
Given to traffic on the boulevards this afternoon, Taylor Road lights especially moderate. I-65 and 85 building through downtown Montgomery. Getting a little busier the further we get into this Friday afternoon. Buckle up. Be safe out there. And we will keep you updated if any accidents come your way. Thompson Tractor's here to help. When you need parts and service, put it on your CAT card. Stop by today and ask about the Wicked Crazy Specials exclusively for CAT card customers. Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80, just off I-85. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Proud of your Jeep? Then show it off at the second annual Pusa Jeep Fest for a share of over $50,000 in prizes and a trip to Aruba. Tackle our obstacle course and take part in Show and Shine, Light Up the Night, and Turn It Up competitions. March 28th through the 30th at Wind Creek, Montgomery. New this year, sign up for the pizza eating contest. And don't miss the chance to get a photo of your Jeep taken with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot. Register now at WindCreekMontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest and Wind Creek are not sponsored and not affiliated with FCA US LLC.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. I know it's been hard. I truly know. We've lost so much over the last year. I lost my Johnson. Stunning images. And today, I signed into law the American Rescue Plan. That means a typical family of four earning about $110,000 will get checks for $527,726. Thank you for taking the time to listen.
Never in the history of man has so much Beazel Schmeazel been spewed on the stage in front of millions of people as last night. It was enraging. I'm glad that I did not watch it.
Did you even try?
I didn't even try.
No.
I didn't even turn it on.
I didn't, because I knew I was going to be triggered, and I just, I got to wait for the clips. And
but as an irresponsible talk show host, I need to kind of know.
Oh, sure.
I haven't even watched the clips. What did I miss? No, Greg, don't, like, exactly stroke out on me. Like,
let's start with the mispronunciation of the murder victim in the state of Georgia.
Right.
Lincoln. Instead of Lake.
It went like kind of you thought it would. Everything that was bad was
blame
bad.
Everything on Trump.
Okay. Yep. All right.
And bragging on the disaster that our economy has become. And then they lie. Look, today there's a big, pardon my French here, a big circle jerk over the strong jobs in February. Let's go back to January. I have those numbers here somewhere. The jobs numbers in January were revised. It started at 339. And they revised it down by almost half.
Why
should we be excited about February's numbers when they've cut January's in half? Why should we believe that that's legitimate? They're so full of crap. Especially him. Who the hell in their right mind? You should be tested if you think Joe Biden should be president for 4 more years. Because there's a gulag for you and you'll be in it. And then you say, what happened? Well, we're trying to warn you. These are authoritarian ass. Holy cow, look at the time. It's 3:36.
Well.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be unpleasant.
I mean, I feel like I should have just brought my blood pressure cuff, though, with me. Because
we could have, I have to. On the high mark.
I feel like Greg needs one here.
Oh, no doubt.
Just so that it starts, you know, when we get into the danger zone.
Maybe Rosie could bring in a cat, and we put a cat in Greg's lap. And he can just pet the cat and stay calm.
Lola wants a cat so bad.
Really?
And Jared's like, absolutely not. She's already named it and everything. Like, Jared, it just is the worst. The
is
kids,
he allergic?
No. Why don't you look?
No.
Well, Rosie has 50 or 60. Why don't you borrow one
for the weekend?
No, Jared's like, you can find a cat anywhere. You can find him in the trash. Oof. And I'm like, stop. He's like, a trash cat. And I'm like.
Let me tell you, went to the vet one time, and my vet told us our cat was overweight, and I should do something about it. I was like, dude, these are cats. They give these away.
Yeah.
He got very, very upset with me over that scene.
You know, we should play Norm's cat story.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, like, seriously, Lola and Steven want a cat so bad, and I'm going to do it.
Like, heck yeah.
Jared's like, we're not getting a cat, and I'm like, yeah, we are. I just have to find the perfect one. And its name's Kitty Kitty already. We just have to find the perfect one.
Do you understand when you listen to her voice how there's an immediate surrender that Jared has no choice?
Oh, I know.
That, you know.
Like,
even with his belt of justice?
His belt of justice. Let me tell you about my sweet husband.
The belt of justice?
Oh, I love the belt.
Have you not heard about this belt of justice?
Well, I mean, I was involved with somebody that kind of taught me a little bit of about that.
Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you.
No. So, like.
Big hug.
I saved that. I had that transferred to DVD.
Ah, that's alarming. No, Jared has this belt of justice that is this, like, big industrial work belt that has all his, like, law enforcement necessities on it. And one day I was making fun of him, and he called me his belt of, called it his belt of justice. It's a real thing that we have.
Can I share with you after this break some of the disciplinary techniques that were very effective with Goose when she was little?
Yeah, absolutely.
Certainly.
The exploding tickle bomb.
We're getting a cat, Greg.
The claw machine. Oh, not to mention the spanking machine. I got to demonstrate that in, like, the studio.
I mean, Eddie's here. He's a
Of course,
willing
we don't have video like Joey Clark does, so you'll just have to use your
We have it, but I know.
Eddie doesn't know how to turn the on button.
Yeah, nobody knows how to hook it up, so.
We're going to. The boss, Mr. Peters, has already authorized the investment in a computer that will better power
what?
The video system.
Moving on up.
So Three Men and a Dog is going to be next on board.
Excellent.
What about our podcast that we're starting with David Blackman?
With David Blackman, we want to do that.
I can now devote all of my free time to.
He had a really good idea for one a couple weeks back, the Boomers.
Yeah.
I'm a Boomer.
I want to call, you know what I want to call it? The OK Boomers. Because the smart OK Boomer, you... bastards. Anyway, I'm tired of the boomer abuse.
I love a boomer. I'm a boomer, but not like I am.
Most of us are, whether we're in that age group or not.
You know,
no, but I mean, like, I
can make a song.
I identify with the boomer generation.
Yeah.
During my campaign, they're like, use Google Docs. And I'm like, what? And they're like, you don't you don't use Google Docs? I mean, like, I'm familiar with Google Docs, but, like, can't you just, like, email it to me? And they're like, okay, boomer. And I'm like, well,
okay, boomer.
If the shoe fits. I mean.
We could steal the old Dr. Pepper jingle. I'm a boomer, she's a boomer.
There you go.
Would you like to be a boomer, to be a boomer?
I'm telling you, you're on something, buddy.
I always
just got to have a camera.
I always am. I'm like a... Who do we have on the phone? I can't see.
Eric the dog.
Eric the dog?
Yeah.
What up, dog?
Hey. Every time I hear Belt of Justice, I think of that Southern Wood Abides and it's hanging in that studio somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm going to take a picture of this Belt of Justice and circulate it around.
It's legendary.
Jared probably doesn't want me to.
Might need to patent it.
I mean, he's very proud of this.
I bet he is. Didn't you say one time you actually had to stop and get the belt?
Yeah, because it's heavy. It has, like, things on it.
Your husband strikes me as the guy who can come into a room and say,
the time has come for someone to put his foot down. And that foot is me.
Oh, that's funny.
With everyone,
I think
you'd
appreciate that. I was thinking, Greg, we'd get you a cat and get you a ticket to see Dune 2. I think you'd like it.
Oh, man.
Like, we're getting a cat, guys. We're doing it.
Just make sure you don't get a wild one.
What, like
get
Lola?
A sweet one.
No, I know. That's why I won't get a trash cat. It's got to be one that, like...
No, you don't want a feral cat.
Well, so last night...
They're the cats that come in and bring you gifts like a dead bird.
No, I'm not doing that. I can't do that.
While you're sleeping.
Maverick brought me a mouse once, and I about flipped my lid. I was running around the house.
I was a paper boy. I remember her name, Mrs. Presbytero. I'm there to collect, right? And I noticed in the background her cat's on its back rolling around, and it looked like it had a mouse in its paws. So I said, Miss Presbytero, I think your cat's got... And she looks around at this. Red Stark neighbors are coming out of their houses thinking she's being bludgeoned by the paper boy. And I was okay until she just went nuts, and that made me very nervous.
Did you just get on your bike and ride away?
No, I stayed for my 42 cents.
See, I don't want a house. Like, I don't want an outdoor cat because, you know, we live up in the country-ish.
Yeah.
The city country. And we do have a lot of wild animals. Oh, I don't need any treats. I don't need them to bring me any prizes.
Chipmunks, lizards, yeah.
But there was...
You a little dog.
Well, I already have a little dog, and he's useless.
They go and run, and they run... They find themselves a little treat, and they roll around in it and get it all over them, so it smells
good.
Dog
is the worst. I have the worst dog. I love him, but, man, he is just the worst first child I ever had.
My dog found something the other day and decided to do a nosedive into it. I had to wash it like 3 times to get it to quit smelling.
God, you know
like
what? Hershey, my beloved Hershey, my late son.
Hershey.
We saw it. We were walking him around the block in the old Bellwood neighborhood.
Yeah.
And we saw him up on somebody's lawn rolling around on his back. And when he came back, the stench on that boy was enough to make you vomit. And we had to get him home.
Oh, poor thing.
I sent Mrs. Rutabaga running ahead to start the tub.
Yeah, get it ready.
Because it was that bad. It was as bad. It was skunk level bad.
Ew.
So living on the lake with Roxy.
It was Joe Biden diaper bad.
Official wash up. And Roxy likes to go and find that fish and pull it out of the lake.
No, we're not doing that, Roxy.
Yeah.
No. Last night the alarm went off outside of our house. You know how the lights go off on your Vivint? And Jared was like, that's weird. The camera lights went off. And I went out there and Loti goes, oh, it's a cat. So I ran outside, and I'm like, it found me. Like, it's found me. And Lola was like, kitty, kitty. And Jared was like, don't go get that cat. And so all of a sudden, the garage door goes open. Yeah. I walk outside, cat's gone. And I was like,
wah, wah. Hey, by the way, somebody named Cooter just sent a message that it has now started raining in Millbrook.
Oh.
Hey, Cooter, it has now started raining in Montgomery, too.
But at 3:45 in the afternoon, most of the people in Millbrook are probably having sex. So I would assume that it's
what?
Well, it's twice a day in Millbrook.
Twice a day in Millbrook.
What?
You didn't know that?
No,
what?
Wow,
t-shirts and everything.
Apparently I am.
Eric, thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate you. Yeah.
I don't know if I even want to know.
Well, it goes back to our friend Emily Hayes, who was part of the show for years.
I know who Emily is.
Love Emily. She's had a birthday a week or so ago.
Hey, we're just getting a word of a flood watch now. Hang on a second.
Oh, you guys, I just got the
river flood warning from Sunday. This is what Rich was talking about. 3:19 in the morning till Tuesday at 8:30. And a flood watch until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Because some areas will get up to 8 inches of rain.
Holy cow. Eight inches.
Those are real tears. I just got the worst picture from Jared. Look at Lola with the real tears. No, literally, this is what I get. All right. So people that can't see it, it's a picture of Lola in her big green bus shirt with real tears. And it says, Mommy didn't pick her up.
Ooh.
Oh, mom guilt.
Yeah, but think about Dad, how Dad feels.
Good. Enjoy it, Jared. Mm. Enjoy those moments.
Those are tough moments.
You're listening live to the Dissolution of Marriage show on News Talk 93.
Call me if you're in the same predicament that I am.
Hey, that reminds me, I haven't pulled up my legal Latin dictionary yet.
Don't. I'm deleting that.
Hey, let me get a word in here on something that can reinvigorate a marriage. And that is Montgomery Men's Health. Because, guys, you go through life as you get older, a couple of things, and they're very commonplace. Erectile dysfunction, low testosterone. And the worst thing you can do is deny it, put it off, or do nothing. It's no fun going to the doctor, but this is a state-of-the-art health clinic that protects privacy like no others I've seen. I went to a urologist's office years ago when I had a kidney stone. It was like festival seating in that place. They're very different there. And this is where you're going to find medical solutions to medical conditions. If you're feeling unmotivated, lack of energy, always tired, perhaps you're seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, ED, and again, the low T can leave you feeling like the day is 48 hours long or in a fog. Well, knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating these issues. In fact, urologists now mention, or recommend, I should say, starting at age 18, it should be part of every man's annual exam, a testosterone and PSA check for prostate health. All of this is information I've learned from Hannah and the team at Montgomery Men's Health. A lot of guys do suffer from low T and don't realize it, but it affects the quality of life big time. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health, this could be the best $99 investment you'll ever make, guys. We'll conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for just $99. That means they give you the test. They don't just give you a number. They give you a game plan. If it's low, there's a solution. So all of that for just $99. Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that can change your life, and you can get back higher energy, better gains in the gym, even improve sleep, better metabolism, and, of course, an increase in libido. So there's still plenty of time to make this an amazing year if you identify with anything I just talked about. 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go online to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today. We are going to get Blue Water News and Rich's forecast coming up, and then we're back on Request Friday, 272-9228.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Governor Kay Ivey signed legislation into law Wednesday shielding in vitro fertilization providers from potential legal liability due to the ruling that equated frozen embryos to children. The new law protects providers from lawsuits and criminal prosecution for the damage or death of an embryo during IVF services. Christian Horn won the Republican primary for Alabama's 7th Congressional District to the U.S. House, but will not be on the ballot in November. Horn had formally dropped out of the race before Tuesday's election, so runner-up Robin Leidecker will be the Republican nominee instead. The Alabama Senate passed a two-bill proposal for a lottery and state-regulated gambling on Thursday after about 8 hours of debate. The legislation has to return to the House of Representatives, which passed a different version earlier. If approved by both chambers, the proposal will go before voters on September 10th. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Been injured in a car wreck at no fault of your own? Who are you going to call? Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm at 500-500-500.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt-out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much and expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. And right now you could buy one window or door and get one 40% off. Just text FRONT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Plus, buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now save an extra $200 off your entire purchase. Text FRONT to 200-300 right now. Text FRONT to 200-300. Don't wait. Text the word FRONT to 200-300. Text FRONT to 200-300.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman! Said get away!
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea.
The Guess Who live in concert. Your tickets now. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Stay weather aware. Here comes another one of these storm systems where the most intense weather will be in the wee hours of the morning. Widespread rain and thunderstorms tonight through the overnight hours into Saturday morning. Severe weather threat, including the risk of tornadoes. Locally heavy rainfall amounts. Tonight's low 62. It'll be windy. I think the showers will be gone certainly by noon Saturday, if not before. Dry for the rest of the weekend. Cool Sunday with a high only in the low 60s. And attention, Alabama growers, we could be in the 30s perhaps Sunday night and Monday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Don't forget, this is the weekend where we change the clocks, move 1 hour ahead to Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Time to change your diaper.
Change it and face the strain. Change it.
What time is it?
Hey, remember that one time at band camp?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Now's the time to do it. If not, now when?
Yeah, you know, it's about time.
A time and a place for everything.
Check out my watch, homie. She know what time it is.
What? I don't have time for your jokes.
Time to party.
Thou may change me, but I can't twist
down. I don't have time for this crap.
Yeah, we do. That's our format on Friday afternoons, where we make time for the crap. And that's what yesterday's State of the Union address was. Crap.
You're making me want to go back and watch it now.
No. God, spare yourself. Look, I have something from the Babylon Bee that will kind of summarize the State of the Union address for you. Let me go down the list here.
All right.
The creation of several brand new words. That's accomplished almost any time the man opens his mouth. That's true. Two with a dash, double the pressure. My bus been wet.
My bus been wet? What?
Yeah. My butt's been wet. Nexel Strent.
Have you never heard that bit?
And it looks,
I've never heard my bus be wet.
No, my butt's been wet.
I'll play the Bidenese language translator. Finalization of the Louisiana Purchase last night.
Finally.
Yeah. He announced that he hammered out the deal with Napoleon last week.
Shut up. Joe, this did not happen.
Joe talks to dead people all the time.
All the time.
The Mexico-Egypt border... Repeating, the Mexico-Egypt border has been totally secured. There are no problems down there whatsoever. But if there is, it's a MAGA Republican's fault. Right. Number four, war with Samoa has been averted. Diplomacy winning out despite Biden's primary loss this past Tuesday. He'll find a way to punish him because that's what that son of a bitch does to anybody that's his political enemy.
You know he's going to.
God, I'm telling you, I'm probably going to have to sacrifice... at least a week off with no pay because I really want to call him President Wad, but...
I can't stop.
Okay.
Unprecedented financial security for Ukrainian oligarchs. We can't allow these dear people to face retirement without a solid nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, imported millions of new voters. Brand new America, folks. And that's a fact. He has raised dementia awareness considerably. Americans have never been so keenly aware, and now they're looking at some of their own family members who shuffle along like a three-year-old with new shoes when they're visiting the border. That's what he looked like. Record number of military personnel wearing skirts.
That's
and
true.
Some are even women. That's the big breakthrough. Some of the people in the military wearing skirts are actually women. Earned a gold star for going potty in the toilet 3 days in a row, breaking his personal record. And finally became the first president in history to bring the country to the brink of civil war, revolutionary war, and world war simultaneously. Usually those things happen individually, but Joe's got all three going on. So there you go. That's a wrap. I should post that too. Except... Facebook mutes Babylon Bee.
Yep.
And maybe a few people will see it.
Joey did teach me that if you put a link that takes someone off of Facebook, Facebook buries that post.
Why?
I guess it's the way they handle their competition.
What are we going to rise in unison and tell Mark Zuckerberg?
Screw you!
We got to.
Yeah.
Wow, the first hour has flown by. You guys have been a blast. The rain has arrived.
Yes.
But the thunderstorms in this first round, as Rich called it, have yet, they're out in the outlying areas around Selma and Louise. See what I did there? That's a movie reference.
Yes, it's a pretty good movie.
I did that when I worked in Indiana. I always gave, you had to give the temperature in three towns because it was Anderson-Muncie and
Muncie,
a lot of small
Indiana.
Towns. Yeah, it's a nice market and little towns. So I'd always make one up like Selma and Louise and stuff like that. You had to be there.
Well, it's talent, baby. That's raw talent.
Thank you, Eddie Bader.
No problem.
You're the biggest hype guy, Eddie.
I'm a pretty good hype guy.
You're a good hype guy.
Anybody want an open-faced peanut butter and jelly? I'm ready for my afternoon.
You got it under there? You know, the other day we had Roxy in the studio, and she was very interested in whatever you might have had over there.
Oh.
To the point of we started thinking maybe you had that open-faced peanut butter and
There's
jelly.
There's no telling what he has over
maturing
there.
Maturing for a better time.
He brings snacks out of the woodwork.
That's why I figured he'd be bringing snacks tonight. You and Richie. With the weather, you'd be bringing snacks.
I mean, I've got burgers. I last night I grilled. I mean, from Food Outlet, they had. And I'm not saying this to demean the woman in any way, but Dolly Parton-esque chicken breast, boneless chicken breast. They were huge. Usually, a chicken breast is about the size of your fist or a little bit bigger, your hand.
Cutlet.
This, and they were not pounded down. They were just huge. I think this chicken wore a bra. I really do.
Well, and there we are.
I threw a little cricket dust on those suckers and plopped them on the grill. Every 5 minutes, I turned them, and they were perfect.
Perfect.
Now, what time did you grill them?
In the dark.
Yeah.
In the evening time.
Yeah. I'm a good nighttime griller, because I have to be with Rich.
Well, the schedule you guys have. And
not serving him warmed over food.
I don't get breakfast when I come early in the morning, even though I have to get up. It's me and the chickens. Greg doesn't care.
I do care.
Brings me breakfast.
Wow.
I have to bring my own coffee.
Really?
Yeah.